Hey, thanks for holding. Am I speaking with Jesse?
Yes.
Hey, Jesse, this is Charlie. How you doing today?
Good. How about you?
I'm doing fantastic. It's Monday. Can't complain.
Right?
Oh, that's funny. Are you, so I know you were talking to Giselle here. Did you have any questions on how the service worked for you at all?
Well, I'm pretty sure it'll be, we're trying to get me up into the top page,
Yes.
which is, one of the things I'm sort of looking into
Okay.
right now. As a matter of fact, within the last few couple of days, I have been seeing where I rank on Google versus my competitors around me and things like that. And I'm not where I want to be on that Google search. Some
Okay.
things you type in and I'm like the third page,
Oh, yeah.
and I don't consider that to be
Yeah, nobody's going
worthy.
to the third page. Yeah, 90%, like the research shows that 90% of people that search for services stay on that first page. So if you're popping up on the third page, I mean, you might be able to hide a dead body over there, but that's pretty much
Right.
it.
That's where companies go to die,
Yeah.
is the third page for sure.
Right. Well, I know you do have a Google Business profile, so that's good in itself. And I see you do have a website, and it's Barnes Landscape. Let me see here, Barnes
Professional.
Landscape Professionals LLC. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Now, oh wow, you do some really good work here. I like it. Nice. I see the pictures and everything. So good. Now with this in itself though too, I was just gonna ask if you have a Facebook page, but I found it. It's on your website, which is amazing.
Right.
Cool. Awesome.
And
So how
I
do you
can get in my Facebook, and then I try to keep it updated pretty regular, but that darn website, man, that takes a lot of work to get my photos moved over and things like that, so it don't get updated as often as I would like, and that's my fault. But and I'm wondering if that's part of why I'm not showing up higher or what the deal.
Yeah, so I mean, the website and the Google Business profile are two different things. If you're not populating with the Google Business profile, that's just simply because keyword searches aren't being facilitated correctly on there. So that's what we do. That's our specialty, is we get you up on that first page with the services that you provide. So anybody that
Right.
searches any of your services, I see you do a couple of like, you do tree removals and stuff like that, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so let's just say tree removals, you would populate on that first page. So at the time of the search, people could find you and they can just contact you directly. Now, what we do as
Right.
well is we actually help you with your Facebook. We put a retargeting campaign together for you. So anybody that searches on Google, we can retarget them on Facebook. Okay? Okay. Now, did you have any questions on how that works so far?
Well, I'm probably never going to fully understand all of that. That's just, I didn't go that route. But
Right.
I do understand the fact that I'm not showing up where I want to show up.
Okay.
And
And just go ahead.
what was your business name again? She told me, but I forgot it.
Our company is called Local Splash.
Okay.
Okay. So, and then for this, we do month-to-month pricing. It's not a cost per lead or a cost per click or anything like that. It's just set at a flat rate. So you get unlimited call service. So you don't have to pay like a commission or anything every time you close out a job. Very profitable for business owners. Giselle told me to give you an established business credit because you've been in business for 6 to 7 years, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then you are the sole owner, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then just to verify, you can handle more business, right?
Definitely.
Awesome. I love to hear that too. So, okay. So with the in-business credit that she gave you, is this your cell phone here?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to send you, can you receive text messages?
Yes.
Perfect. I'm going to send you a text message. That's just going to show you the in-business credit that you're going to get. So when you get that, you can just actually click on that link, and it's going to say take control of your online presence. The package I hooked you up. Yeah. The package I hooked you up with is the Platinum package. On our website, it reads $599 with a $299 setup fee. With that in-business credit that Giselle gave you, she gave you over a 50% discount, and it just comes to $249 month-to-month with only a $99 setup fee. So you're looking at the first month at $348 and then $249 month-to-month after that. No contracts, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, are you on that page right now?
Yes, I'm looking at it now. So that's
okay.
The Platinum?
Yes. That's the Platinum. So you're basically getting the Platinum with the in-business credit she gave you, less than our Pro package monthly.
Less than the Pro.
Yeah. And everything comes with a tracking system as well. So you'd be able to track everything just with the click of a button. You'll be able to see how many calls and clicks you're getting from Google, how well the Facebook campaign's running from you as well. It does say on here that you will be integrated with Bing also. We also do get you on Yelp, Yahoo, and Apple, okay? So a little more exposure there for you to get more jobs calling in as well, okay?
Right.
Okay. Now, with us, you see that authenticity badge right there, that Google Ads partner? It's right above the packages. It has a little colorful G there.
Yeah, Google partner.
Yes. So this is our authenticity badge. There's only 40 of us in the country. So for us, we could only work with one company per industry per area. Once we find our company we're working with, we close out that category, and we can't work with anybody else who does what you do. Again, being exclusively
just
for you.
That was going to be one of my things. You know, how many landscapers in my area are doing this?
Yeah.
You know, and is this just a constant battle between you guys and other companies that do what you do to keep me on the first page? You know, I'm not in a super populated area, so, you know, I don't have, you know, 5,000 people to compete against.
Right.
But the people that are on the top now are not going to be happy when I take over the top. Right? Somebody's got to get bumped. Somebody's got to get bumped for me to get up there.
Somebody's getting bumped. Yeah. So we don't, like I said, they might be getting represented by another company. For us, with our company, we're representing you. And that's how we work, because I, like you said, we can't promise everybody, you know, the first page of Google. So if we do and we try to sign everybody up, now we're just unethical at that point, and that's not what we're about. So that's why we close this category out.
That would be a big first page.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It would be one of those pages where they would just roll down the sheet and they would just start reading it off back in the days. But yeah, that's why we do that, because we want to make sure that you get the results you're looking for. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Jesse, with this being an exclusive listing, I'm sure you'd like to take advantage of this. That way we can close out the category and start working with you on the first page, right?
Yes. Yeah, I'll tell you, I am interested, because this is one of the things I have, like I say, it's been on my mind already.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, I've Googled it a few times, you know, just looking up to see what this entails. 'Cause like I say, I have no idea.
Yeah. And it's a process too. Like for us, for a Google Channel partner, it takes 30 to 45 days to get on the first page. If you have somebody else or like yourself doing it, it could take anywhere from 3 to 6 months, and that's if you can get to the first page at that point. So with us partnering with us, you're taking on speed and you're saving time, right? Your Facebook page, we would have those retargeting campaign ads up and running within 7 to 14 days. So very quickly with that. When I have a customer of mine come on board with us, I like to get them an onboarding call with no later than 24 hours with my tech team so they can introduce themselves. And then they are the brains behind everything. They're just going to verify. They're going to show you what they're going to do. And then they're just going to walk you through that process. And then after that, the ball is like rolling for you at that point. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. So
okay.
Let me see here. I have your business name is Barnes Landscape Professional LLC. And then the business address I have is the 6424 Athens Highway. Is that correct?
That's changed. That's 98 Lost Creek Drive.
Okay.
Where did you find that address?
That's just what it had in our system. It must have pulled it from somewhere, though.
Right. So I wanted to fix that.
Okay. And that's Lost Creek Drive.
Athens.
Athens. Did you change locations with the Google Business Profile that you have already or no?
I believe I did. I went on, I don't even think I was on Google Maps.
Mm-hmm.
So I went on and tried to do that, you know, get all that edited and mm-hmm. add that Google map.
It looks like you have it on there. So yeah, it says the 98 Lost Creek Drive, Athens, Georgia, 30607.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, now I have a question here. So some of our clients don't like their address here just like randomly on the web. Do you want us to hide this for you so the only thing that pops up is just Athens, Georgia, 30607?
I thought about that, and like I said, I didn't have that on there before,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't have the little red dot in the maps. So I thought if I'd done that.
I get what you're saying. Yeah, you could still have the little red dot. That's not an issue, but I don't know. It's up to you if you want your address out there and somebody has it. That's what I'm saying. If we can hide it and you would still have the red dot, the PIN verification is fine there.
Yeah, I mean, I would much rather them not.
Okay. I agree, too. I don't want anybody showing up on my front door either. Hey, how'd you get here? I found you on Google. Oh, okay.
Right.
Yeah, yep. So we'll hide it for you. I'll tell my tech team, make sure to hide the address so that way it's not out there. And then, Jesse, how do you spell your first name? Is it J-E-S-S-E or do you do I-E?
I-E.
I-E. And then what's your last name?
Barnes.
Barnes. Makes sense in the name. Yep. And then what's a good email address to you to send over into writing for you as well?
BLP.
BLP.
lawncare@gmail.com.
@gmail. Perfect. Okay, you're in Georgia. How far are you away from Augusta?
Good ways.
I was going to say, that would be a pretty cool thing to maintain, huh?
That would
be beautiful. That's crazy. I love watching that. So, all right, Jesse here. Okay. Just make sure I got everything for you. Okay. So for this, Jesse, to secure the listing, are you going to use a business credit card for this? Are you going to use a debit card?
Yeah, it'll be a debit card.
Is it for the business, though, the Barnes Landscape Professional? Because this is a 100% tax write-off for you.
Yes, it's a business account.
Okay, so does it have the LLC on there, or is it just the Barnes Landscape Professionals?
Let me see. No LLC.
No LLC. Okay. And did they have your first and last name as well?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a middle initial or no middle initial?
F.
F. F as in Frank. And then for the service itself, I know you guys do tree removal. Do you guys also do ground stumps?
Yeah, I ground stumps.
Okay.
I do everything. Only thing I don't do outside is install irrigation.
Okay, perfect. I was going to ask you that too, because I know sometimes, you know, people pair that together, but if you don't install irrigations, that's cool too. Okay. And you said that has the LLC on there, correct?
It don't, but it ran out of room. It didn't even finish up the word professionals.
Oh, it just has professional.
Right. Yeah. It stopped at the O.
Oh, did it? That's how it has it on my name, because I have a long last name. So they're like, right. Charlie, you can't have it. I'm like, oh, that sucks. All right. So I'll leave it there. For the address, the building is still the 98 Lost Creek address?
Yes.
Okay. And then is it a Master, Visa, Discover?
I couldn't tell you. It is a Visa.
Okay. And then I'm ready whenever you are for the card information.
Well, let me, before I do anything financial, I talk with my wife about it. So she takes care of all of my paperwork, you know, finances and stuff. She does that work for me.
Mm-hmm.
So what I need, hey, can you email me that information that you gave me?
Yep, let me get their email right here for you here. Let me send this over to you. Let me get this.
And make sure it's got your information.
It'll say it on the bottom.
I need to get. Okay.
Yeah. It'll have a phone number there for the bottom as well. Let me just make sure I have everything in here for you, because it'll give you the full breakdown as well. Along with the price, it'll say in here month to month, no contract. So considering.
Yeah. As thorough as possible. She's on top of her game when it comes to that.
Good. Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah, we've been in business, like I said, I sent you the link so you can see we've been in business for almost 20 years. We just had our 19th year anniversary last month. So 2 decades of doing this. All right. So I got you here. I sent that over to you so you'll have the email. You have the link as well. What's a couple of days here that you might have this ready to go, so that way I can see what I have available here? Because I am going to have to shift some stuff, because like I said, we only work with one company per industry per area. So these spots do get taken up pretty quickly. What's your time frame here?
Well, I'm going to talk to her as soon as she gets home.
No.
She's probably on her way home now.
Okay.
The kids get out of wrestling practice at 5:30.
Oh, nice. Kids are wrestling.
So she should be here, you know, within the next 15 or 20.
Okay.
And I've got you guys pulled up for your local splash. Mm-hmm. I've actually went into your, I don't know, I've seen a button said lawn care, so I clicked it. And I'm just sort of scrolling through this.
Okay. Yeah.
Dude, I have no, you know, I'm lucky I can turn the friggin' computer on.
Oh, you're doing good. You accessed the link that I had there. You went to the lawn care service. Like I said, we cover all 50 states. So the link I actually sent you has our authenticity badge on there. You saw that. It also has how many customers we've serviced in our 19 years in business. So we have over 10,000 customers that we've helped, you know, get on Google and suspended on the first page. So we know how to help you out. It just, like you said, you just got to check in with the wife and just make sure it fits in the right ballpark. And that's understandable. So I sent you that email for you there. if you want to talk about it with her tonight, when she comes home, show her. And if you want to give me a call back, you can absolutely do that. My hours of operation are from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. your time, okay?
10 a.m.?
10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard.
Okay.
So if, and then how it works is, like I said, I'm going to get you on with my tech team, get you on an onboarding call with them. They're going to, you know, just verify that everything, all the services you offer, you're going to populate for. They're going to get the Google Business profile up and running, and then also to the Facebook ads. If you want to give me a call back tonight, that's awesome. I can schedule you an onboarding call tomorrow in the morning or whatever the convenient time is for you as well. I will say those spots do fill up pretty quickly. Like I said, I just want to make sure that when you do sign up, you have at least 24 hours before my tech team can call you, so we can get that ball rolling before the 24-hour marker, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, well, I want to do a little recap. You said Facebook ads or campaigns or something?
Yes, it's a retargeting campaign.
Okay. And then you said you'll start those how soon?
Those will be finished and ready to start within 7 to 14 days. I've seen them done typically on the 7-day side. It just depends on how fast you work with my tech team on that onboarding call.
Right. And then we're talking to move me up to the first page, what are we talking now?
Typically, it goes to 30 to 45 days. I've seen it done faster because you're already verified and you already have your PIN verification with Google. But I don't want to overpromise you that because I don't want you to get mad at me.
Right.
And then,
right.
You know, so I would say 30 to 45 days. And if we do it earlier, then you can give us a pat on the back.
Right.
And that's the time frame right there. Everything is go ahead.
I want worst case scenario, not, you know, hopeful.
Yeah. Everything is full steam running is going to be 30 to 45 days.
Okay. And
that's
now this will be just an ongoing month to month deal.
Yes, sir. So we do ask for a 2-month verbal agreement because, like I said, it takes the 30 to 45 days, but it's a month to month. So there's no early termination fees. There's no early cancellation fees or anything like that. The $249 month to month is a strict $249. Obviously, you have the setup fee for the first month, but after that, there's no like taxes or anything like that. It's just going to come out at the $249 for you. Yeah.
And what was the setup total for the first month?
It was $99. So the first month will be $348 in total, and then $249 month to month after that. For the life of you in business with us. So if you have the service for forever, you will never ever pay the higher price at the $599. Okay? You'd be grandfathered in there.
Okay. Good deal. And you are here with Charlie?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Charlie, let my wife get home, and I'm sure we'll have to talk a little bit, and then I'll get her in here in the computer and show her. I got that email you sent. So this email should show everything?
Yeah, it's got the full breakdown in there of everything that we talked about. It has the $249 month-to-month, no contracts. It also says the $99 service fee on there. That's just for the startup. Mm-hmm. And then it has Facebook, Yahoo, Bing, Yelp, like I said, and then it also has like the tracking system as well. So if you want to give me a call, like I said, before 7 p.m. and you want to have your wife on the phone because maybe she'll have some questions to ask me, by all means, I'm okay with that too, because I'd rather her know everything up front as well, so that way you know what you guys are getting.
Yep. And you say somewhere, right here. This 877-635-6225?
Yes, that's me. And then the 203 is extension.
And that goes to straight to you?
It goes straight to me. If I don't answer, I might be on another call or I might be in a meeting or away from my desk. Please just leave me a message and I'll get back to you within 30 minutes. Even if we close, I'll still call you guys back after, just so that way I can, you know, give you the courtesy of, you know, calling you guys back. Okay.
Right. Sounds good. Okay. Mr. Charlie, I really appreciate it, bro.
All right, Jesse. I'll talk to you soon.
Uh huh.
Okay. Bye bye.
Bye bye.